After Israeli airstrikes on Saturday killed at least 70 Palestinians in a designated humanitarian zone in Khan Yunis. Reuters' Ilan Rubens reports.
Displaced Palestinians flee, ambulances race amidst clouds of smoke and dust after an Israeli airstrike on Saturday hit the designated humanitarian zone of Al-Mawasi in Khan Yunis, Gaza's health ministry said. Officials say more than 70 Palestinians were killed in the attack, with hundreds more injured. Israel said the airstrike was targeting Hamas's military chief, Mohammed Daif, as well as Rafah Salama, the commander of Hamas's Khan Yunis brigade. It was unclear whether Daif was killed. A senior Hamas official did not confirm whether Daif had been present and called the Israeli allegations nonsense. It is unclear how the strike would affect ceasefire talks underway in Doha and Cairo.
Ilan Rubens from Reuters. Local officials say an oil depot caught fire in Russia's southwestern Rostov region following a Ukrainian drone attack in the early hours of Saturday. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The long-range strike is the latest by Kyiv's forces on a border region. Ukraine has in recent months stepped up aerial assaults on Russian soil, targeting refineries and oil terminals in an effort to slow down the Kremlin's war machine. The Russian Ministry of Defense said it had destroyed four drones over its territory overnight, while Ukraine's Air Force said its air defenses intercepted four of the five drones launched by Russia, with a fifth drone leaving Ukrainian airspace in the direction of Belarus. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
A Pakistani court has overturned the conviction and seven-year prison sentence of former Prime Minister Imran Khan and his wife in a case relating to the legality of their marriage. This is VOA News. North Korea has threatened to boost its nuclear capability in reaction to U.S. South Korean deterrence guidelines. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
President Joe Biden and his South Korean counterpart Yoon Suk-yeol authorized the signing of joint nuclear deterrence guidelines. It was part of efforts to enhance their capabilities to cope with North Korea's growing nuclear arsenal. But the North's defense ministry now says the U.S.-South Korea guidelines have shown their sinister intention to step up preparations for a nuclear war against North Korea. Details of the guidelines aren't publicly available, but experts say they are largely around how the two countries would use their weapons to respond to North Korean attacks and provocations. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
At the age of 96, world-famous sex therapist Dr. Ruth Weistheimer has passed away. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Dr. Ruth has died. The petite media sensation who spent decades making public bedroom topics that were once taboo. Dr. Ruth Weistheimer raised many an eyebrow in the 80s with her plain talk about sex with no shame, including this conversation about explicit magazines and videos.
Maybe they will remember how they once were very aroused when they had a glass of champagne together or a bubble bath.
Dr. Ruth's German accent, coupled with her 4'7" frame, made her an unlikely fountain for sexual literacy with her radio show, Sexually Speaking, TV appearances, and dozens of books. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Tens of thousands of people greeted Rwandan President Paul Kagame in the capital, Kigali, at the incumbent leader's final rally before the nation's general election on Monday.
You can't fake unity, you can't fake excitement, you can't... You can't fake a turn-up like this one.
Kagame has been Rwanda's strongman since the end of the 1994 genocide, when his RPF militia overthrew the extremist Hutu regime, which instigated the vicious killing spree that left around 800,000 people dead. 34 people have been injured when a tent collapsed at a music festival in Slovakia on Friday evening, according to local news outlet Denik N. Four victims were treated for minor injuries, according to media reports. In a statement posted on Facebook, the organizers of the Pohoda Music Festival said they had decided to cancel the event as they could not complete safety inspections of all structures within 24 hours. The French sports minister has taken a symbolic dip in the Seine in a bid to ease concerns about water quality before the start of the Paris Olympics on July 26. I'm Christina Menenti. VOA News.
VOA 1. VOA. It's the hits.